Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our morning podcast on the big news story of the day. This is Obuntika Ghosh, Senior Associate Editor with the Print, and today we talk about a new vaccine on the block, finally. Russian COVID-19 vaccine Sputnik V has now been recommended for approval. The recommendation was made by the Subject Expert Committee of the Indian Drug Control Office. It is the highest committee of domain experts that look at the available scientific data, ask for clarification or more data if necessary, and make a recommendation to the government about the fate of a new application for approval. This recommendation is often the most crucial step before the actual notification of the approval arrives. If the government accepts that recommendation, Sputnik will be the third vaccine approved for use in India after Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, which has been developed in India and is also manufactured in India, and Serum Institute of India's Covishield, that was developed by researchers at the University of Oxford and is currently being manufactured in India. Interim analysis of the phase 3 trial conducted in Russia had shown that Sputnik V has a 91.6% efficacy against COVID-19, according to findings published in the peer-reviewed journal The Lancet. In India, the vaccine is being manufactured by several companies, including Hetero Pharma and Panacea Biotech. The clinical trials, bridging studies, are being conducted by Dr. Reddy's laboratories. Like Covishield, that is currently a part of the COVID-19 vaccination program in India, Sputnik also uses an adenovirus as a vector to introduce elements of the SARS-CoV-2 virus into the body, teaching the immune system to recognize them and build its defenses. This ensures that when an actual infection happens, the immune system already knows the identifying characteristics of the virus and is primed to mount an attack without losing too much time. The vaccine's claimed efficacy of 91.6% is based on the analysis of data of 19,866 volunteers who received both the first and second doses of the Sputnik V vaccine or placebo at the final control point of 78 confirmed COVID-19 cases. Russian Direct Investment Fund, which funded the development of the vaccine, is working jointly with partners and manufacturers in ramping up the production of Sputnik V. The cost of one dose of the vaccine for international markets is less than $10. The vaccine can be stored at a temperature of 2 to 8 degrees Celsius, which allows for easy distribution worldwide, including hard-to-reach regions. In India too, the vaccine is expected to be priced similarly. There is no formal communication as we speak on the development from the Ministry of Health, though sources have confirmed to the Print that the SEC recommendation was handed over to the ministry by Drug Controller Dr. V.G. Somani and Joint Drugs Controller Dr. S. Ishwar Reddy. There is no clarity either on whether it will be a part of the government program or if it will be available for sale in pharmacies. The approval, nevertheless, comes at a critical juncture for India. The country is recording its highest ever daily positives. India has so far administered over 10 crore doses of the vaccine, but the two currently approved ones are not being manufactured in adequate quantities, say highly placed sources in the Ministry of Health. Bharat Biotech's Covaxin, which is India's indigenous vaccine, is struggling to meet its stated capacity of 1 crore per month, and Serum Institute of India told the government sometime back that it can manufacture about 6 to 6.5 crore per month. However, on the ground, officials say that even Serum is not meeting that target, but they also strongly refute opposition allegations of vaccine politics. None of the vaccine makers currently approved are meeting their commitment, they say, and that is the reason why vaccine supplies are flagging. Officials in the Ministry of Health strongly refute opposition allegations of vaccine politics. The problem, they say, lies entirely on the supply side, and there has been no attempt whatsoever to modulate vaccine supplies based on the political party in power in a particular state. A senior official told the print, "We are distributing vaccines the moment the supplies come in, yet states are complaining." This is one story that will go on for a very long time now, but one hopes that the Sputnik approval will ease the situation a little bit. That's all we have time for on this podcast today. We will keep a close watch on the vaccine front and keep you updated. Do remember to log on to the Prince podcast, where we bring you detailed news and unbiased analysis every day. This is Avantika Ghosh signing off for now. Do not forget to share, like, and subscribe to the Prince.